Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I hope everybody in Canada had a nice long weekend. I am kicking off these editorials on Tuesday with a update from Palomina Corp. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PA. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Andrew Thompson. Now, Andrew, I've gotten a lot of questions and a lot of emails asking for an update from Palomina because on May 10th, the company announced that you have received your final approval, essentially permits, so that you can start drilling in Peru at the Coasa Gold Project. I know these permits took a while to come in. It seems to be a trait in Peru, but now that you finally have these drill results, drill program is going to be starting about 2,600 meters. Please, Andrew, take us through now finally having these permits and the drill program that the company is about to undertake.
Yeah, so again, a quick review of where we're at. We've put $2 million US plus into Coasa. So the good news is we've actually defined a 2.4 kilometer trend in terms of length, and that's quite good for orogenic systems. We've also got obviously some very high grade numbers at surface. So from a permitting point of view, we're now ready to go. And so we're looking at contracting drills. We're just getting quotes in. We've had them in, but we're just making the decision. Again, there's availability in Peru, specifically because of the lack of permitting. There's also geo, so we don't have that issue. In addition to which, our team is back on site now. They're actually out there now. There's a property tour happening for a group. But at the end of the day, there's one bridge that got washed out in the rainy season that we're fixing. But the camp is in place. The pads are in place. And, you know, we feel that once we've got the drill contracted, it'll take about a month to get on site. So I'm very excited. We're looking at doing, we've got four or five pads built. I'm not sure where they're at in the Veta zone. But we also now can apply to modify the DIA to also drill in the Cayos and the Veta Northeast zone that we discovered last year. So that'll probably take about 3 months. It's not a big issue to modify. And so I'm really excited. You know, this is something I've wanted to test for some time. We still hold a pretty broad property position in the belt. And obviously, we think there's going to be some good results.
Can you give us a little bit more insights into some of the initial targets, whether it's just at the Veta zone or any of the other zones that you are going to be testing initially here?
Well, again, this is an orogenic gold system, and what people really aren't aware of is it's actually got fairly low geological risk in the sense that, you know, Crucero on our flank is 1 million indicated, 1 million inferred. Oyache is about 1.3 million indicated inferred. It's about 65 kilometers to the west, and it's the deposit. We hired a lot of that team as part of our existing team. But when you start looking at the belt and what's been drilled, almost everything has had a successful drill campaign in terms of defining million-ounce deposits. And obviously Rinconada, which is the informal mine area where they're mining visible gold at 5,400 meters, that's down at least a kilometer, I'm told, in terms of mineralization. Capac Orco, which is Peñoles Fresnillo Grupo México, again, they haven't put out a resource, but everybody says it's, you know, plus 1.4 million ounces, and they've apparently got a very deep hole where they hit the same mineralization. So what you look for in orogenic systems, you know, is a consistency, and, you know, a lot like Red Lake, you know, if you find it and you can get into it, it tends to be relatively consistent. So, you know, that's what we're looking forward to. And again, with Crucero on our flank, just in the Veta zone alone, there's 8 mineralized structures. If you go to our webpage, there's a good 2-pager. We're going to test those structures and just see what's there. And the decision right now looks like we're going to put a pretty shallow hole in, and then we'll put a scissor hole a little bit, you know, either 50 to 120 meters deeper. There's still some discussion going on in that sense, but that's where the 2,600 meters will go. Then there's roughly another 2,400 meters. We can allocate more drill pads to the Cayos zone. So that's, we found the Veta Northeast last year, which added, you know, 0.4 kilometers to our strike length. But the Cayos zone, we've seen up to 3 meters of 30 grams. So we're getting into the 6-meter mineable width on that end of it. So in that space, we've also defined, I think it's 7, we're calling them mineralized bodies, but 7 areas where we're getting, you know, multiple veins and gold hits. So in that area, again, it's early stages, but we're just now picking where we'd like to put the drill pads, et cetera. And again, the camp is built, the roads are in terms of being able to access drill pads. So it's really, you know, it's exciting.
Yeah, well, it is. And I know how long it took the company just to get these final permits. So very exciting to finally get a drill on the ground here and start testing this out. I do feel like we should also get a quick update on Windshear Gold, because Palomino does hold a 18.6% interest and a 2% royalty on the Gabban property. What's going on with Windshear right now?
So Windshear is just, you know, we've just completed everything that's required for the DNA, and I believe it's about to be submitted. That's the, again, the drill permitting. We've learned a little bit, so we're applying for a smaller area. So we're going to, you know, I know the community consultations are done. But most importantly, they carried out, I think, 4 campaigns at the end of last year. They've had one this year already. And, you know, we've got a 2 kilometer by 900 meter strike length in terms of width and strike length. But what's most important is they've got 30 areas on the property where they can crush rock and get visible gold. And again, one of the local alluvial miners in the streams, there's a 54 gram weight nugget that came out, and you know, they've reported much, much higher nuggets. But again, it sits above the alluvial gold fields, you know, where there's arguably $500 million worth of gold coming out every year today, which are downstream. So I think what's exciting is that we're seeing all the right indications. The only thing I think that differentiates, they're getting lower grade at surface, but kind of that's to be, they're up to 15 grams. We're at 620 is our high, but at Kowasa on the Kowasa project in Palomino. But really what it amounts to is our team worked at Oyachea. It's the same rock. They're down in the valley at 500 meters. We're up at elevation at around 3,700. But they're both within, I think they're 35 kilometers down the hill. We're 65 kilometers to the east, but it's the same geology. And our guys have spent plus 18 years in this stuff and had real success in defining deposits, so, or defining a deposit at Oyachea. So from a macro point of view, again, that one's got really good infrastructure. It'll be a helicopter-borne drill program, but our shareholders will get 2 kicks at the can.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, interesting to hear those developments with Windshear. Let's also talk about Latin America. We can talk about Peru. That's where the projects are in Palomino. But we also need to talk about Chile, too, which is going through the process of introducing a royalty bill for copper producers. This has obviously put a few investors, or it shied them away a little bit from this area. In all fairness, we do see these sort of issues in Latin America pop up on a fairly regular basis. What can you tell us about investor interest, or at least the action that you're seeing in Peru, but also Chile and that news?
As I put in my presidential letter this year, Peru is number 2 for copper, silver this year, but at any time it's number 1 or 2. And with copper, it's obviously Chile. It's not uncommon when copper goes to $4.55 a pound that, you know, governments want to raise rates, because at the end of the day, fixed costs go up a little bit. But the, you know, if you look at Barrick paying down its all its debt with higher gold prices, you know, I think really what investors should be looking at in terms of exploration is at high copper prices, you can attract a lot of money to replace reserves. And so I do feel on the exploration side, it doesn't make that big a difference. More importantly, I don't think the status is going to change. And there's a lot of noise around presidential elections and COVID in Peru. And again, I just look at it as that. I think really when you go past all of that within 6 months, I think COVID will, you know, they are coming out of it. It's more exposure than vaccination. But, you know, if you're a contrarian, this is, you know, if you, again, there's different companies out there. Chicana Copper is probably my favorite, where they're hitting and they're not getting, the market's not accepting the realities of what they're proving up. And I do feel that there's just this temporary moment. And in Peru, you know, again, with the two candidates, it's kind of a worst of two evils, but I do feel that, you know, either way, they both, you know, one of them is very pro-mining, and it's the right, and the left, you know, even though they were ahead in the polls when they're 18 candidates, she's caught up. And I do feel if Keiko gets in, it'll be really positive for the mining industry, because she's not talking about royalties. She's talking about getting projects moving forward to get the revenue. So, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about all that noise, because copper prices are probably going to go higher. It's when the prices come off that you have to really start worrying about things.
Now, what about the environment in Peru, too? You have finally gotten your permits, and there's been a couple other companies that have gotten permits. So there's more work that's going to be going on in Peru. But what are you seeing in terms of investor interest than just in Peru?
Actually, you know, we've been phoning around because we're going to raise some dough here to go drilling. And, you know, what I am, a lot of people are wanting to put more money in than I thought they would have. And what we're seeing, I can tell you that on the ground, there was 5 months in the last year in Peru where everything was absolutely shut down. They couldn't leave their homes. And so, we've maintained our 45 million shares out and just been very quiet, not spent a lot of money pushing on the string, as they say, waiting. But I do think that now you have an app on your phone. The flights are resumed, so it's not a 22-hour drive to the project. It's a 2-hour flight to get to Juliaca, and it's 5 hours. We're back to what I call normality. But we're finding it's actually pretty good because the hotels are, you're the only people staying in the hotels for the most part. Restaurants are open, but they're not crowded. And there's no government officials visiting sites. So from my perspective, it's very much like it was, one of the guys was saying like 10 years ago, you can actually operate. So I do feel that, again, Peru's going to need mining. And so I just think you just have to kind of go with the punches. But, at the end of the day, I think we're going to come out, Chile shut down, Peru shut down its copper industry as a result in terms of production, while Chile stayed open. And that had a lot of people very irritated, specifically the senior copper producers. And, again, I don't think you're going to see another shutdown. I just think you're coming out of COVID, whether you like it or not. Economies need to open back up. So from my perspective, when you set aside, again, what I call the noise, I really feel that we're going to get back to normal sooner than later, probably within 6 months in Peru.
So then just a quick follow-up here, Andrew, regarding your comment there that the company is going to raise money heading into the drill program. What's the budget for this drill program?
Well, our rainy season starts. We have to have the drills off the site by the beginning of November. And right now the budget is close to about $1.2 million, about $750,000 for the initial program at Veta. So it's a little bit high. But we also think, part of that is if we can drill another 2,400 meters in the Cayo zone. But all in, I would say it's about $1.6 million U.S. when it really gets down to it. So from that perspective, again, we're waiting to see if we can drill in the other zone. And I say that it's just a modification. It's not a big thing, but again, it takes about 3.5 months. So the idea is to get the drill on site for July, mid-July, and then hopefully we can complete it by the end of that period. And obviously, if we hit, we have the option of adding more drills and raising more dough if we need to.
Okay. Hey, Andrew, I really appreciate this update. As I mentioned, I got a lot of emails on the back of the permits being received, so good to hear that the company is progressing towards starting to drill here. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Palomina. We're going to follow up as more news hits the market regarding the drill program. And in the meantime, Andrew, keep us up to date, and thanks again for the update.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Corey.